9, The Hawk. We're online at HighPlainsRadio.net, the 103.9 The Hawk app. High school football tonight from Curtis, Nebraska. The Medicine Valley Raiders haven't had a game yet. Did not play the first week. They do have a game tonight. Home opener, season opener against the Wolves of Arthur County. Coming up on a community hospital pregame before Mark Searcy takes over at the top of the hour. We'll hear from both coaches. Head coach White taking it of Medicine Valley as the Raiders make their way from 8-man to 6-man. And we'll talk to Arthur County coach Wade Kramer. Big win against Wallace last week. Our community hospital pregame moves on. 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your Community Hospital. Advanced care, always there.
All the conveniences of banking in the city, right in your hometown, saving you time and money. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff is from the local area, knowing personally who their customers are. First State Bank of Holbrook gives you checking and savings accounts, debit cards, loans, and a variety of investment accounts. They provide convenience, too. With their mobile app, you can view your account from anywhere. First State Bank of Holbrook, where you have all the conveniences of banking in the city, right here in your hometown. Member FDIC.
Newly remodeled with you in mind, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home's newly remodeled facility is designed just for you. From ample parking to our kids' playroom, our new handicap facility is one level and perfectly suited to meet the needs of your family. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Our community hospital pregame continues here. 103.9 The Hawk online at highplainsradio.net or 103.9 The Hawk app. It's Arthur County and Medicine Valley. Let's get to the coaches. By the way, the season opener for the Raiders didn't play last week. Arthur County did. We get a chance to talk with our head coach, Wade Kramer. And coach, off to a great start. 1-0 last week. I know a great team last year. Just fell a little bit short at 9-1, but that's pretty good still. And what a program. I mean, Arthur County, when it comes to high school football, year in and year out, you've got some great kids, and this year is probably no different.
Yeah, we do. We've got a great set of kids this year again. We've got five seniors, five juniors, and then we have five sophomores and I believe seven freshmen. So kind of really balanced in the classes this year. And great set of kids. You've had a lot of playing time, been playing together, you know, ever since Pee Wee football together. So a great group.
And you put up 71 and gave up just 20 in that first game against Wallace. So offense, defense, really both. And I'm sure if you needed special teams, everything went well for you last week.
It did. It seemed like we got off to a good start. Things just started rolling. We got a blocked punt there in the end zone for a safety, and then on their next drive, we got a fumble recovery in the red zone and scored, and then just seemed like it just started kind of steamrolling for us there, and kids never let off, and we got up on them pretty good, and then kind of could just roll from there.
253 yards rushing, 172 through the air, coach. Whatever team's going to try to defend you can go the other way and perform just as well, can't you?
Yeah, that's kind of what our philosophy is. We got a little bit of everything, so we're gonna, whatever they want to give us is what we're gonna take from the defense. And we can run the ball well. We've got a very good offensive line that we can run behind with three or four good backs, and then if they try to put five or six in the box, we're gonna play action. Quarterback Talon Store does a great job back there of picking up the open receiver and delivering the ball through the air. So yeah, we can go ground game or through the air.
That was my next question on Talon Store. Just runs an offense, just makes things go. And the way he plays well. Your team's in good hands, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, Talon's been he's a three-year starter. He started ever since he was a sophomore back there. Really smart kid. Nothing really troubles him. You know, he might throw a pick in a game and then the very next series go out and throw a 40-yard touchdown pass. So doesn't get affected by, you know, the highs or the lows. Stays real even back there. And, you know, that's what I want in a quarterback. And, yeah, just kind of runs the offense for us.
Is there anything in that game against Wallace that feel after, hey, we got to get better. We got to get better this or that as we get ready for Med Valley?
Well, I think there's always things you look at. You know, you go back through film and matter of fact, we had film session this morning early, and there's definitely things that we can correct, but mainly it's just job assignment issues and where they lined up and maybe, you know, attacking a block a little different. But other than that, you know, this group of kids have been together long enough that they know the system, and, you know, it's just correcting little things is what we're going to do this week.
Medicine Valley, of course, you know, they have, as we mentioned earlier, did not play in a week one game. It's in Curtis, got to go on the road for the first time, kind of going on in a little bit blind. I guess maybe look back at what they did last year. I think I know with Wyatt's done a pretty good job and is now his second year. What's your thoughts on Med Valley?
Well, you know, just like you said, we're completely in the dark. You know, I've watched a little bit of some eight-man films from last year, but that really doesn't, it gives you kind of what they have for athletes coming back, and it looks to me like they do have some athletes down there. So but other than that, you know, we just got to get prepared for, are we going to see spread, are we going to see tight, you know, what are they going to want to try to run, and how do we want to, how to counter the situation and defend it is kind of, and it's going to be kind of just on the go is how we're going to have to attack you know, approach that game.
Well, the school there itself of Arthur County, Coach, boy, year after year, you got football players every year. It seems like the elementary and junior high kids just watch these older kids play, take you know, take what those guys are doing now, and when they get their chances, older kids, they just keep, the tradition just keeps going for Arthur County football, doesn't it?
It really does, and I give credit every year. We have a very good feeder program there at Arthur. Those kids are, you know, when they're in the third, fourth, fifth grade, they're playing tackle football, and it's all coaches just volunteering their time, mainly dads coming in, and they've got a little six-man league around that they play other schools, and your feeder program is what builds your high school program, and we got a great one there at Arthur.
Coach, always good to talk to you. Thanks a million for the time.
Yep, thank you.
Head Coach Wade Kramer over at Arthur County High School. We'll talk Med Valley Raiders football after the break on 103.9 The Hawk.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Honey, there's something I need to confess. I've been seeing someone else.
What?
I know, I'm sorry. I've been dreaming about Copridge Seed, and last night I visited their fields.
Oh.
They're triticale, rye, and wheat, not to mention their rich, small grains.
I see.
And the way those full crops grow strong and abundant and bountiful.
Slow down, farmer.
Fall in love with Copridge Seed. Visit CopridgeSeeds.com, because if it's green and grows, they've got it. With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's fry o'clock somewhere. Apply today at renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Community Hospital pregame continues here on 103.9 The Hawk, Medicine Valley, and Arthur County. Let's hook up and talk with head coach Wyatt Hickinen over at Med Valley High School. And Curtis, coach, had to drive you nuts. Probably players, too, that you didn't have a chance playing week one. You wanted to get it after it. You had to practice another week. I'm sure that, all in all, was not good for you.
Yeah, I absolutely hate first week buys. I had one of those when I was in high school. And by the time I think we've been practicing now for, this is our fourth week. So by about week two, you're ready to hit somebody else. And then when you have to wait an extra week, that drives you nuts. You get sick of hitting each other and you just want to go play somebody else.
I guess maybe the only benefit was you had a chance to watch Arthur County play Wallace, and that I take it last week. And I don't know if you had to watch him in person or in game film, but that, I mean, I guess that gives you a little bit of advantage.
Yeah, we've seen them on film. We had some film from previous years and got the film from the Wallace game here. They're going to run what they run. Got to stop it. We got to stop sweep. Big thing.
Yeah, it seems like the quarterback is awfully good. They ran for a lot of, 250-plus yards. They can throw. So, boy, pick or poison defensively, they can pretty much do both the run game and throw the ball as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not as if we can stop their sweep, we want them to go out and run other stuff. If we're making them run other stuff, that means we're doing something right. They're going to want to try and run a ton of sweep, ton of power, ton of play action. If we can force them out of that and starting to mix up their playbook a lot, I think we're in a good spot.
Coach, I'm sure you have 1,000 questions on moving from 8-man to 6-man, the adjustment. Do kids pick it up on this? Because they're, it's, when you watch football, there's a lot of different things from 8-man to 6-man.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest adjustment is at quarterback spot, you got to hand the ball off first before you get it off. I think that's been kind of the biggest adjustment so far. First few days of practice, quarterback takes off, and I'm like, well, that's a 5-yard penalty there, bud. We're sending him back. Remember, the quarterback can't run. Another thing is just how much space there is. You're planning on still an 8-man size field with four less people in the field. When that happens, there's so much more space, so making sure we play inside out, denying the cutback, making sure they get outside and use the sideline.
You have skilled positions. I mean, these guys, your second year. You've got some, they're going, a lot of these kids from freshmen to sophomores, but a lot of talent, a lot of athletic ability, and the skill positions, you feel like, hey, we've got some guys who can do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's 6-man. If you have a lot of really good skilled position players, you're going to be successful. I think we got at least 9-10 guys that all can see significant minutes. We got probably 2-4 guys that are going to see a lot of carries. I think we'll be able to stay fresh by how many guys we can play.
And would you agree when it comes to 6-man? I mean, sure, you like to have some larger football players, but that's always the case. You got a lot of quickness and speed. Get guys out in space. I would think that says a lot right there for 6-man play.
Yep, that was what we were kind of missing last year. We had the skill position wise to probably compete, but we were just missing the bodies up front. Take those guys out. This makes it a lot better for us, to our advantage.
Well, I know you got a senior back. Brody is, that kid's watched him in athletics the last couple of years. Seems like this kid's really maturing athletically, getting faster. I watched him on track, and I thought he had a great junior track and field season. Basketball, does some great things. That kid can do a lot for you, can he?
Yes, he's one of those kids that can carry the ball, he can throw it, and then he can also catch the ball as well. So he's look to him to kind of be your all-around guy. Him along with Mason Robbins. Both of those two can kind of do everything up there, which really, really comes in handy in this game. It might not be the same guy throwing the ball. It's not going to be the same guy catching it. It's definitely not going to be the same guy running. We got kind of a two-headed attack there with those two guys.
Well, good thing, Coach, he got your home opener. This is your first game at the home. You know, to get in a bus, they got to make the trip. That I'm sure the folks will come out on a Thursday night and support you pretty well.
Yep. I think the community is super excited. We haven't seen a lot of success over the past couple of years, this drop down. I expect to see a lot of the community come up and show support. This community has always been a big football community, and I think they're just excited to hopefully see some more success on the field.
That's head coach Wyatt Hinkinen over at Medicine Valley High School. Mark Sears has got more of the pregame. Starting lineups from Curtis coming up shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9. Welcome back to our Community Hospital pregame show here on 103.9 The Hawk online at highplainsradio.net and our 103.9 The Hawk app coming to you tonight from Curtis, Nebraska. Six-man matchup featuring the Med Valley Raiders and the Arthur County Wolves. Good evening, everyone. Mark Susi here with the call of this one. We want to say a big thank you to our great sponsors for tonight's game. Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First Aid Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, also, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut of McCook, Runza, Southwest Public Power, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, and First State Bank. First game of the season for Med Valley. They had a bye week the first week of the season for Coach Hinkinen and his kids. They're facing off a power and six-man Arthur County, always traditionally very good. And they got a big win last week over Wallace. 71-20 was their score last week against the Wallace Wildcats. But coming to town to face the Raiders here tonight in Curtis. Volleyball game just getting about over. A few fans making their way over here, bands over here. And we're excited for this football game. Beautiful weather, a little warm out there. Maybe about 75 degrees here right now, ready for the kickoff. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll have the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll get you the starters and the opening kickoff. You're listening to our high school football game of the week on 103.9, The Hawk.
M&B, there's a difference.
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with M&B Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. M&B Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
M&B.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
All the conveniences of banking in the city, right in your hometown, saving you time and money. and their friendly and knowledgeable staff is from the local area. Knowing personally who their customers are, First State Bank of Holbrook gives you checking and savings accounts, debit cards, loans, and a variety of investment accounts. They provide convenience, too. With their mobile app, you can view your account from anywhere. First State Bank of Holbrook, where you have all the conveniences of banking in the city, right here in your hometown. Member FDIC.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Honey, there's something I need to confess. I've been seeing someone else.
What?
I know, I'm sorry. I've been dreaming about Copridge Seed, and last night I visited their fields.
Oh.
Their triticale, rye, and wheat, not to mention their rich small grains.
I see.
And the way those full crops grow strong and abundant and bountiful.
Slow down, farmer.
Fall in love with Copridge Seed. Visit CopridgeSeeds.com because if it's green and grows, they've got it.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on 103.9 The Hawk online, highplainsradio.net, and our 103.9 The Hawk app. Ready for the kickoff here between Med Valley and Arthur County. Med Valley, the home team, wearing the red jerseys, white numerals, white helmets. Number 2, Tice Pate, the senior, getting the start tonight. Number 9, Mason Robley, a sophomore. Number 11, Ethan Brown, a sophomore. Number 12, Brody Semph, a senior. Number 26, Lucas Einspar, a sophomore. And number 42, Caleb Einspar, a senior. Head coach for the Raiders, Wyatt Heikkinen. Assistant coaches are Jason Meyer and Will Atkinson. For Arthur County tonight, number 6, Reese Swanson, a junior. Number 7, Tucker Rutt, a senior. Number 22, Grady Gorwell, a junior. Number 24, Colton Pelikowski, a junior. Number 28, Brody Vinton, a senior. And number 32, Keegan Allen, a junior. For the Wolves, head coach Wade Kramer. Assistant coaches are Sean Hanna, Jason Christensen, and Trevin Rett. Med Valley won the toss, elected to defer to the second half, so the Wolves will get the ball to start things off wearing their visitors' white uniforms, black jerseys, and black helmets. Teed it up to kickoff for the Raiders. Trying to see the number here. As number 2, that is Tice Pate kicking off for the Raiders. The Raiders and the Wolves right here on 103.9 The Hawk. And end over end kick here near sideline. Is it going to stay in bounds? It does. Picked up at the 12. Trying to go the other way. He's got one man to beat. Over the far side. Breaks out. Look out. 25-30. 35-40. 35-30. 25-20. And finally knocked out of bounds over there about the 17-18-yard line. Great return there. I think that was number 6. That was Swanson with a nice return for the Wolves. And they'll have great field position in Med Valley territory. And again, of course, in six-man, you have a first and 15. And we'll start at the 17-yard line, so almost a first and goal here for Arthur County, opening possession of this ballgame. 10-minute quarters as well. I'll mention some of the other rule differences for six-man football. Snap back and toss it back to the tailback. Working his way left side, breaks the tackle, look out, 15, 10, 5, he's in. Touchdown, Wolves. That was a Talon Storer. So Storer with a 17-yard touchdown run. And the Wolves lead 6-0 here on the M&B Bank scoreboard. And in six-man football, if you kick the extra point, you get 2 points. If you run it in, you get 1. And they're going to line up for the kick. Try to get 2. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is good. 8-0 Arthur County over Med Valley here early in this first quarter of play. We'll take a quick break, come back at the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to our high school game of the week here on The Hawk as the Wolves get on the scoreboard first on a Talon Store 17-yard run. Kick was good. 9:42 to go in the first quarter of play. It's 8-0 Arthur County, and the Wolves will kick it off here after the touchdown. That is Jason Hanna to kick it for the Wolves. Deep kick, and that's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. And the Raiders will start at their own 15-yard line. So we'll see what the Raiders' offense does here. The opening possession for them of this 24 season. Again, switching down to six-man with the lower numbers. Felt that was a better fit for them, and I would agree. And we'll see what they can do here on offense against this Arthur County defense. Arthur County played another RPAC school last week, Wallace, and got a big win there, 71-20. Snap back, and got to hand it off to the tailback. Wrapped up from behind, maybe got a couple yards on the play. Carrying the football there was Robley, Mason Robley. And it'll be second down. We'll call about 13 for the Raiders. So second and long here for Med Valley. Still in their end of the field here at the 18-yard line. As the Raiders break the huddle and come up to the line here. Yeah, beautiful night for football. Very little wind. A little warm out there. It's about 78 degrees. Snap back and toss it to the tailback. Trying to break to the edge and bottled up there. Nowhere to run. Good pursuit there by the linebacker. Pilakowski with the tackle for the Wolves. Maybe another yard there. And I'll bring up third and about 11 here for Med Valley. And again, a six-man, if you snap it back to the quarterback, he cannot take off and run without first handing it off first. So one of the differences, everybody is eligible in six-man. Another one of the differences, snap back. Looking downfield. Going to wind up, throw it down the far side. It's up, and it's caught. Or was he out of bounds? Yep, out of bounds. Great try over there for Med Valley, but just a little too far out of bounds. Pate with the intended receiver there, Semph with that pass. That incomplete, and it brings up fourth down for the Raiders. And they will look to punt it away here from their own 18-yard line. Six-man game a little more wide open. If you get into open spaces, it is very easy to make some big plays in the six-man game. As the Raiders will go back to punt it. And now they're going to fake it. And then the rugby kick. And over here, goes across the 40 to the 35, 34-yard line. And that's where Arthur County will take over for the second possession of the night. With 8:11 to go in the first quarter, it's Arthur County 8 and Med Valley nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll get to see this Arthur County squad next week in our game of the week down at Southwest. A little earlier kickoff time for that matchup at 6 o'clock. The Rough Riders and the Wolves next week in our game of the week. First and 10 here for the Wolves. Toss it back to the tailback, trying to get a block over there. Cuts the outside. And stiff arm, 35, 40, and up to the, or down to the 37-yard line. Storer with that carry for the Wolves. Picks up a nice 6 or 7 yard pickup. And it'll be second down and about 8 for the Wolves. Spot at the 38 of Med Valley. We'll set up the play here. Snap back and get handed off up back. Almost got tripped up there, but breaks a tackle. Cuts to the outside. Stiff arm and taken down to about the 34-yard line. Nice pursuit by the Raiders defense. I think that was Lucas Einspire with a nice tackle from behind. Pick up a 3 or 4 yards. Brings up third and about four here for Arthur County. Second possession of the game here for Arthur County. Up by a score here, 8-0. Raiders trying to get another stop here defensively on this third down play. Snap back. And run a little option, hands it off. And over the right side, taken down there, maybe a yard, and that's it. Good pursuit there by Med Valley. That goes Caleb Einspire with the tackle there for the Raiders. Great job. Yeah, they're going to save about a half-yard gain. That's it. Fourth and a long three here for the Wolves. Sure, Coach Kramer will go ahead and go for it here in Raider territory at the 34-yard line. This is where they spot the football. So fourth and three here for Arthur County. Snap back, looking downfield. Lines up, throws it over in the flat. It's caught, 30, and knocked out of bounds about the 28-yard line. And now to move the chains here for Arthur County as they convert on fourth down. Nice little pass play in the flat. Picks up enough yardage to move the chains. First and 15 for the Wolves. 6:19 to go here in quarter number one. You always hear about a lot of improvement from the first game to the second game. Arthur County's trying to do that for Med Valley. This is just their first matchup here in the season. Toss pitch. There's a flag as well. Barrels over here, a couple yards, but good pursuit and a nice tackle there by Med Valley. Leading the charge there was Brody Semph. And we'll see what the flag is about. And we're going to have holding on the Wolves. So that will be the first penalty of the game, and the first one goes against Arthur County. Back it up to the Raider 39-yard line. First and about 25 for Arthur County. Receiver split to either side here for the Wolves, spreading it out. Now sending our back over here as well. So twins here to the near side, one to the far. Snap back. Quick pass in the flat. Lost it, incomplete. Looking to run before he could catch it there was Gorwell. And it falls to the turf, and it'll bring up a second down for Arthur County. As the Wolves come at the line of scrimmage, Raiders get their defense set. Twins to the far, also one in the slot here for the Wolves. Store in the shotgun. Gets a snap, fakes a handoff, looks downfield, winds up, going to go down the far sideline, up in there, and it is incomplete. Had a man over there, but good coverage, I think, by Lucas Einspire there, right on the intended receiver there, Rutt. And it'll bring up third and long here for Arthur County. Good coverage downfield there by the Raiders. See if the Raiders defense can get another stop. Force a fourth and long against this Wolves offense. Swings to the far, one to the near. Snap back. Store looks downfield. Winds up, throws it over here left side. It's caught. The 25-20 gets a block. 15-10. He's going to walk in. Touchdown, Arthur County. Great pass there to Tucker Rutt from 38 yards out. So a nice pass play there leads to a second Wolves touchdown. And they now lead 14-0 over Med Valley. They'll line up for the extra point kick. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. Partially blocked, but it goes in. And it is good. 16-0 Arthur County over Med Valley. 5:44 to go here in quarter number one on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back to kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities.
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
The leader in high school sports action across southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Medicine Valley High School as the Arthur County Wolves score on a long pass play. Store to Rhett, 38-yard pass for the touchdown. Extra point kick was good. 5:44 to go in the first quarter, 16-0. Arthur County on top of Med Valley. Kickoff over here going right to left, and it scribbles into the end zone for a touchback. And Med Valley will start their second drive of the night from the 15-yard line. So we'll see if the Raiders can get going offensively here. Had a three and out their last possession. As Raiders huddle up, and we'll come up to the line of scrimmage. First and 15 from the 15 for the Med Valley Raiders. Man in motion, snap back, going to run a pitch play and kind of a forward shovel pass, but Wolves read it beautifully. And a loss of a couple on the play. Brown with that reception. It might give him the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. And it'll be second and long here for Med Valley. Second 14 here for the Raiders. Trying to mix it up a little bit out there. Trips to the near side here for Med Valley. Snap back and run a pitch over here left side, and he is bottled up and taken down. Good pursuit there by Arthur County's Keegan Allen with a nice tackle. And just not much room to run there for Lucas Einspire. Loss of a couple to bring up third and about 16 for Med Valley. So third and long here for the Raiders. So we'll see what Coach Heikkinen draws up here on third and long. Shotgun look again. Snap, looking downfield. Pressure, a little toss to the flat, hit, and breaks free from a tackle. Over there, left side, down the sideline, 30, 35, up to the 37, 38-yard line. Great run after the catch. That was a number 12, Brody Semph, with a nice play for Med Valley, and that'll move the chains for the Raiders. He was hit immediately after he caught the pass, but able to break free and got some a nice yardage after the catch. The yak, as they say, yards after catch. There by Semph, and move the chains. First and 15 from the Raider, 37-yard line. Snap back, and give up the middle. Trying to get a block, cuts up field, and fights into Wolves territory down to the 39-yard line. Pick up 4 or 5 yards there for Robley, Mason Robley. Benton with the tackle for the Wolves. Second down, and we'll call it 10 for the Raiders. Good to see them get a first down, move those chains, get a little success here on the offensive side of things. Trailing by a couple scores here, 3:30 to go in quarter number one. Snap back, going to run a toss pitch over there left side, looking for some room. Cuts up field, gets down to about the 35-yard line. Semph with that ball carry. And I'll bring up a third down. We'll call it about 6 or 7 here for Med Valley ball at the 36 of Arthur County. It's going to be third down and 8 for the Raiders. So the Raiders, 2 downs to get this yardage. Sun still shining over here in the west. Snap back. And fake the handoff. Going to pitch it over there far side. Little misdirection. Bottled up and taken down. And fights forward for maybe a half yard. Good pursuit there by Arthur County as Semph with that to carry. And it'll bring up fourth down and long, fourth and about 6 or 7 here for Med Valley. So we'll see what Med Valley does here. I think they'd go for it here. Clock ticking down here in quarter number one. We're down to 2:15. To go. Taking a lot of time. Got to hustle. And we're ready to go. Fourth down and 7. Snap back. And looking downfield. Pass over here. He caught it. 20, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. That's going to be a horse collar tackle. Saved a touchdown. About the 1-yard line. That was Mason Robley with a nice grab. skied up for like getting a rebound and able to haul it in and pick up a huge gain down inside the 1 yard line. And the horse collar tackle will add about a half yard, and it'll be first and goal for Med Valley. Great play there by the Raiders on 4th and 7. And it's first and goal for Med Valley. Do you think I'm punching in here? Einspar going to hand it off left side, trying to get the corner. He does. Touchdown, Raiders. Brody Simp with the touchdown run. So a great drive there and a great conversion on 4th down by Med Valley, and a great pass play sets them up right outside the goal line, and they punch it in on the Simp run. It's 16-6 with a minute 38 to go in quarter number one. And we'll see what Med Valley is going to do here. And they're going to get the tee out and try the extra point kick. Holding it will be Mason Robley. Kicking will be Tice Pate. Low snap, and ball is blocked. Extra point is no good, but the Raiders on the scoreboard. It's 16-6, Arthur County on top of Med Valley with a minute 38 to go in quarter number one. Take a break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Medicine Valley High School as Medicine Valley Raiders get a touchdown on the scoreboard on a Brody Simpf 1 yard touchdown run. Capping off a nice drive. They had a great conversion on 4th down. A big pass play to get him inside the one and able to punch it in. 16-6 our score with a minute 38 to go in quarter number one on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Squib kick here left side and recovered immediately there by Arthur County. They'll have great field position at their own 38-yard line. So we'll see how the Wolves respond. Got to give a lot of credit to Med Valley for getting that touchdown on the scoreboard, giving them some confidence. Their first game in six-man several seasons. And here we go. 1st and 15 for the Wolves. Snap back and give it to the tailback over here, left side. Barrels through and wrapped up there after a short gain of maybe 3. Carrying the football there was Talon Storer. Tackled there by Pate and also Caleb Einspar. So 2nd down and 12 here for Arthur County. Spot the football to 39 of Med Valley. Snap back. Toss it back to the tailback looking downfield. Winds up over here near sideline. Double coverage, incomplete. Good defense there. Intended receiver there was Keegan Allen. But good coverage there by Mason Robley. So it'll bring up a 3rd down and 12 for Arthur County. Minute 2 to go here in first quarter. Looking to the sidelines. For the play, Wolves do not huddle. So here we go. 3rd down and 12. Big play here defensively for Med Valley. Storer gets a snap. Looks downfield. Rolls to his right. Going to throw it. He's got a man there. Up and incomplete. Good coverage over there. And was it intercepted? He was on the ground. He was intercepted. Number 2, Tice Pate. I thought it hit the turf, but the official says he got his hands underneath it. Interception there for Med Valley. So the Wolves turn it over on the interception. And they will take over at their own 18-yard line. So they get a touchdown offensively and then get a turnover defensively. See what the Raiders can do here. And get a little shovel pass inside, incomplete. Wolves right there defensively to break it up. And it'll be second down and 15 here for the Raiders. As Peyton Newcomb Snyder brings in the play from the sidelines. Husker Volleyball playing tonight against Citadel. Huskers won the first set and up 17-8 in the second set, trying to bounce back after that tough loss to SMU on Tuesday night. There's a pitch play and a flag over there. Good run over there, about 8 or 9 yards, but probably going to be all for naught. Birdie Simpf with a nice play, but sideline judge threw the flag. That's usually a block in the back or a hold, and we will see officially what the call is. It is going to be holding on the Raiders. So their first penalty of the evening will be a 10-yard holding penalty, and that'll back them up from the spot of the foul is in the backfield. So mark off the yardage and about to the 10-yard line. So to bring up a second down and 22, 23. Yeah, no, we got to go further. Yeah, about to the 5. So about 25 here or so. The officials confer here. It's going to be back to the 9-yard line. There we go. Okay, we're ready. Here we go. First down or second down and long here for Med Valley as we wind the clock. And going to fake it over here left side. Looking downfield. Throws it. It's caught. Across the 20 to the 23-yard line. Great grab there by number 11, Ethan Brown. Einspire with that pass. And it'll bring up a third down. And we'll call it about 12 or so here for Med Valley. 34.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 16-6 is our score. Arthur County on top, Med Valley with the football. Snap back, looking downfield. Throws it over there in the flat, and it's caught at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Medicine Valley. Great grab there by Tice Pate. He takes it all the way to the house for a Med Valley touchdown. Called about 57-yard pass play. They went for the interception but couldn't get it. And there was nobody behind the defender. And Pate takes it to the house for a Raider touchdown. 16-12 with the extra point coming up here for the Raiders. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is wide left. It is no good. And that keeps our score 16-12. Arthur on County on top of Med Valley. Take a break. Come back with the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
The leader in high school sports action.
Heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Back to Medicine Valley High School as the Raiders get another touchdown on the scoreboard on a beautiful 57-yard pass play from Einspire to Pate. Extra point kick, no good. With 24.8 seconds to go in the first quarter, it is Arthur County 16 and Medicine Valley 12. The Raiders have rattled off two straight touchdowns after Arthur County got up 16-0. Key point in this first quarter was a big fourth down conversion for Med Valley. Able to get down inside the one, and they scored. They got an interception on a great play by the defense, and then a big pass play a few moments ago. They are right in this ball game with 24.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. As they have it teed up to kick off, it will be Pate. They scoop kicked it last time. Let's see what they do here this time. And a little short kick here near sideline. Is it going to go inbounds? No, it goes out of bounds. And that will be a penalty. And we'll see what Coach Kramer elects to do on the sideline for Arthur County. You can take the yardage. You can have them re-kick it, back them up five, and looks like that is indeed what they're going to make the Raiders do. So we'll back it up five, kick it off from the 25-yard line. As Pate again will tee it up for the Raiders. They're trying to get it over the front line here, to kind of in that dead spot. They're about 20, 25 yards down the field here on the sidelines. Just a little too much on it last time. And a little squib kick again. Goes 10 yards, picked up by Arthur County and downed. And Brody Venton with the recovery there. And they'll have it at the Raider 36-yard line. First and 15 for Arthur County with 24 seconds to go here in quarter number one. See what the Raiders defense can do here in this possession. Snap back, toss it to the tailback. Trying to find some room over there. Wrapped up and fights forward for 4 or 5 yards there. That was Storer with that ball carry, with the carry. As time will run down in this first quarter of play. After one quarter of play, Arthur County 16 and Met Valley 12 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back with the second quarter of action. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Back to Medicine Valley High School as we switch sides and put 10 minutes on the clock. Give over here near sideline. A nice run up the near sideline. Hannah pick up about 5 or 6 yards on the carry. Brings up a third down. And it was about 7 or 8 here for the Arthur County Wolves. Ball spotted at the Raider 27-yard line. 16-12 was our score. Arthur County on top of Med Valley. Big defensive play here for the Med Valley defense. Snap back. Little toss to the tailback. Gets a block. Cuts upfield. Spins around and hit and push back. I think he got just enough for the first down. Let's see where they spot the football. And I think they're going to say 21-yard line. That would be just enough. And it is enough. Move the chains. First and 15 for the Wolves at the 21 of Med Valley. Again, Arthur County got off to a good start, a nice run, and then a good pass play. But Med Valley has come back with the last two scores, making it just a four-point game here. Just underway here in quarter number two. First and 15 for Arthur County. As the sun sets in the west, temperature still about 78 degrees over there left side, trying to power up the field. 5 or 6 yards there for Allen. Lucas Einspire with the tackle there for the Raiders. It'll be second down, we'll call it 11 here for Arthur County. Slot receiver here to the near side. Snap back. Run the little option. Pitches it. That's upfield. Spins around and fights down to about the 10-yard line. That was Bolo with that run. Kotchwar at the tackle for Medicine Valley. Gets down to about the 11. And it'll bring up a third and 6 or 5 here for Arthur County. Chewing up the clock. Moving down the field. We're under 8 minutes to go here in the first half. Snap back. Pitch it back to the tailback. Gets to the corner, and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Arthur County. That was Grady Gorwell with that run for the Wolves. Impressive drive there for Arthur County. Scoring again, they now lead 22-12 with the extra point coming up. As that's Hannah to kick it. Ball is down. Kick is on the way, and it is good. 24-12, Arthur County leads over Medicine Valley with sub-52 to go in the second quarter of play. We'll take a timeout, come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9, The Hawk.
All the conveniences of banking in the city, right in your hometown, saving you time and money. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff is from the local area, knowing personally who their customers are. First State Bank of Holbrook gives you checking and savings accounts, debit cards, loans, and a variety of investment accounts. They provide convenience, too. With their mobile app, you can view your account from anywhere. First State Bank of Holbrook, where you have all the conveniences of banking in the city, right here in your hometown. Member FDIC.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back with you here in Curtis, Nebraska, as the Arthur County Wolves march down the field, 36 yards on the drive, cap it off with a Gorwell 11-yard touchdown run. Extra point kick was good. 7:52 to go in the second quarter. It's Arthur County 24 and Med Valley 12. As Hannah is lined up to kick it off from the 30 for the Wolves. High end of end kick, and it is going to be taken right at the goal line. Up to the 5, the 10, trying to cut to the near side. And still on his feet, cuts to the outside. Look out, got some room, 30, 35, 40. He's going to go, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders. Brody Semp with a 79-yard kickoff return for the touchdown. What a play. He was kind of bottled up, and then he somehow was able to cut to the outside and had one man to beat. And great speed, took it down the sideline for a touchdown. A great special teams play there for Semp and for the Medicine Valley Raiders. 24-18 is our score. One aspect of football that sometimes gets overlooked. You always talk about offense and defense, but, boy, special teams can be very special and can make some big plays. They did right there. They're going to run it and try to get the 1 point. Can't get it. Goes out of bounds. The extra point is no good. But another touchdown thanks to the special teams on a great return by Semph. Makes it 24-18 with 7:37 to go in the first quarter. Take a break, come back at the kickoff on 103.9 The Hawk.
Who can you count on when your family is in need? Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument proudly serves southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-needs, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
The leader in high school sports action across southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Crowd still buzzing here in Curtis after that big 79-yard kickoff return by Brody Semph for Med Valley. And that makes our score 24-18. Arthur County still on top. But a great play there on the special teams for Med Valley. 7:37 to go in the second quarter. Pate has it teed up for the Raiders going right to left. And kicks it down the far side, picked up at the 15, the 20. Trying to cut the outside, cuts up the field, 25, 30, and about the 32-yard line. Nice return there by Swanson. As Lucas Einspire with the tackle for the Raiders. And that's where the Wolves will take over, 7:30 to go here in the second quarter of play. And leading 24-18, extra points have been the difference so far in this contest. Wolves have been able to convert on all of theirs. Raiders have yet to make one. First and 15 from the 32. Got a man in motion. And we've got a flag, and it's going to be a false start on the Wolves. It's their second penalty of the night for 15 yards total. And it'll be first and 20 here for the Wolves from their own 27-yard line. Arthur County comes up to the line of scrimmage. Wolves a very successful season last year. Make it to the quarterfinals. Snap back and toss it to the tailback. Trying to cut up field. Gets a block. Powers through a tackler. Across the 35 up to the 37, 38-yard line. Tough running there by Gorwell. Pickup of, 12 or 13 yards there probably. Austin Robley with the tackle. And it'll be second down. We'll call it 8 or 9 here for the Wolves. Sun almost ready to set over here in the west skyline. Beautiful evening for football. No wind. As the Wolves line it up. Snap back. Toss it to the tailback. Trying to cut the outside. Cuts it the middle. And nice tackle there by the Raiders. Limited gain to 3 or 4 yards. Store with that run. That was Lucas Einspire with the tackle. And Pate as well. It'll bring up a third. We'll call it 5 here for Arthur County. So see if the Raiders can get a stop here defensively on third down. As Gorwell brings in the play from Coach Kramer from the sideline. Third down and 5. Snap back, going to toss it back to the tailback again. That's upfield, breaks the tackle, 30, and down to the Raider, 27-yard line. Nice pickup of 7 or 8 yards there for Gorwell, and that'll move the chains. First and 15 for Arthur County. Einspire leading the way there for the Raider defense. Under 6 minutes to go here in this first half of play. Still 24-18, Arthur County over Medicine Valley. In a six-man matchup. Try to spread things out here. A couple of receivers here near side. Storer. Snap back. And looking downfield. It's going to wind up over here near sideline. It's up and incomplete, but it's going to be pass interference. Einspire couldn't get his head turned around. He had good coverage there, but intended for Rutt. And it will be pass interference. Move the chains, or move the ball, 15 yards up the field. And it should be first down and goal here for the Wolves. So costly penalty, but man, you'd rather do that and give up a touchdown pass because that's what would have happened if he wouldn't have done that. And yes, about the 12, first and goal here for the Wolves. Before we have that, it is a timeout for the Raiders. Timeout on the field, 5:26 to go in the half. Arthur County 24, Med Valley 18. Back after this break on 103.9 The Hawk.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Honey, there's something I need to confess. I've been seeing someone else.
What?
I know, I'm sorry. I've been dreaming about Copridge Seed, and last night I visited their fields.
Oh.
They're triticale, rye, and wheat, not to mention their rich small grains.
I see.
And the way those full crops grow strong and abundant and bountiful.
Slow down, farmer.
Fall in love with Copridge Seed. Visit CopridgeSeeds.com because if it's green and grows, they've got it.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
As they come out on the field after the timeout, the Wolves of Arthur County have a first and goal at the 12 of Med Valley, leading 24-18. Snap back and following the blockers over the left side, bottled up and pushed back. Great pursuit there by the Med Valley defense. I think it was a Caleb Einspar, or Lucas Einspar, excuse me, leading the charge. And Caleb Einspar as well there. So we'll say no gain. Second down and 12. Second goal for Arthur County. Twins on the near side. Great pursuit on that play by Med Valley. Snap back. Looking downfield. Over there left side. He's got a man and wide open. And it's caught. Touchdown, Wolves. Nice pass play to Rutt. Store to Rutt. Called 11-yard touchdown pass. And the Wolves now lead 30-18 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. They'll line up for the extra point kick. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it is good. 32-18. Arthur County leads over Medicine Valley. 4:52 to go in the first half of play. Take a break. Come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Medicine Valley High School as the Arthur County Wolves get on the scoreboard again with a store to Rutt 11-yard touchdown pass. The extra point kick was good. We have 4:52 to go in the first half. It is Arthur County 32 and Medicine Valley 18 as Hannah has it teed up at the 30-yard line for the Wolves to kick off. High end of rent kick, and that's going to go to the end zone for a touchback. And the Raiders will start at their own 15-yard line. Trying to answer. Boy, last special teams opportunity they had a kickoff return from 79 yards from Semph. This time the Wolves kick it into the end zone, so no opportunity there to return it for the Raiders. So see if they can march it down the field here in this possession. Still very much in this ball game. Kind of feel this is a crucial possession here for the Raiders. Snap back. Going to run a little toss to the tailback. Bottled up there. Nowhere to go. And it'll be no gain. It'll be second down and 15 for the Raiders. That was Brody Semph with that carry. Good pursuit there by the Wolves. They had three defenders right there here on the near sideline. As Coach Heikkinen sends in the play. Second down and long. Snap back. Looking downfield. And a pass over here. Hit. And taken down. Nice tackle there by number six, Swanson. And, catch there by Brody Semph. But just nowhere to go. No gain. And it's still third down at about 15 for the Raiders. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. So we'll see what Med Valley dials up here on third and long. Pate brings into play from the sideline. Big third down here for Med Valley. Snap back, looking downfield. Trying to throw it over there, far side. It's caught. 35, 30, 40, 35, 30, and down at the Wolves. It fumbled. Was he out of bounds? Out of bounds, they say. But what a great run after the catch again by Med Valley. That was Tyce Pate with a great grab. And move the chains again. First and 15 for the Raiders. Another great third down conversion for this Med Valley offense. So spot the 27 of Arthur County on the great pass play there to Pate. Raiders break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Some big plays here for Med Valley's offense and special teams here tonight. Snap back. Toss it over here left side. Wrapped up. Fights four for 3 or 4 yards. Ball carried by Brody Semph. And it'll bring up second down and 10 or 11 here for Med Valley. Burwell off the tackle there for Arthur County. As Pate comes to the sideline. Again, this Raider squad not very deep. They have about five other players on the bench. Give left side, fighting forward for a few yards there is Mason Robley. Give him five or six there. It'll bring up third down and about 4 or 5 here for Med Valley. Spot the football at the 17 of Arthur County. So we're going to be under 2 minutes to go here in this first half. Again, I mentioned earlier, it just felt like a big possession here for the Raiders, and they converted on a huge third down pass. And now on the move, almost in the red zone. Big third down here, though. Let's see what they do. Snap back. Toss it to the tailback, trying to get the edge. Cuts up field. Brody Semph fights forward to about the 11. And I think that should be enough. Yep, move the chains, first and goal for Med Valley. Nice job spreading the field, getting to the sideline. Said he was still unbound, so we keep the clock running. A minute 35 to go in the half. 32-18, Arthur County over Med Valley. But the Raiders on the move, trying to punch it in. Spread it out, trips to the far side. Mason Robley going to get the snap. Looks downfield, and a pass over there. It's caught. It's at the 5. Dives down to about the 4-yard line. That was Brody Semph with that reception. Said he was still inbound, so we keep the clock running. As we're going to be under a minute to go here before this ball is snapped. And before we do that, we've got a timeout. Timeout, Arthur County. So the Wolves take a timeout. We'll be right back. 59 seconds to go in the half. Wolves up 32-18 over Med Valley. Be back after this break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities.
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Back to Med Valley, out of the timeout. Toss pitch here near sideline, wrapped up and taken down. A big loss back to the 10-yard line as the Wolves defense read that play beautifully. And it'll be a big loss, as I said, back to the 10. It'll be third and goal for Med Valley. And Med Valley, Coach Heikkinen, going to take a timeout of his own. We'll keep right here and say a big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight here on the Hawk, Community Hospital of McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut of McCook, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, and First State Bank. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football. Again, 32-18 is our score with 42.4 seconds to go. Arthur County on top, but the Med Valley knocking on the door. But a big loss on that last play makes it third and goal from the 10 for the Raiders. Reminder, more high school football tomorrow night on KICX, a big one, as they host the Aurora Huskies. Pregame at around 6 o'clock, kickoff at 7 over on KICX. You can listen online at highplainsradio.net, our KICX app, and also watch our game on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. And again, Coach's Coffee Club Saturday morning from Embers Bakery and Cafe, 8 o'clock for that over on KICX. And we're ready to go out of the timeout. A big play here. Third down and goal for the Raiders at the Arthur County 11. Snap back and going to hand it off over left side inside the 5. And he dives for it. He's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Medicine Valley, Mason Robley with a nice run up the left side for the Raiders. And they're right in this thing, 32-24, with 37.1 seconds to go in the first half of play. The difference, again, has been the extra points. Arthur County's made all of their kicks. Med Valley yet to convert here tonight. See if they can get this one here to go. So line it up. Lucas Einspire and a little toss pitch trying to get to the edge. And he, whoa. Well, the defenders ran into referee here. Hopefully he's all right. And it is good, they say. Yes. 32-25 is our score. Arthur County over Med Valley with 37.1 seconds to go on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break. Come back with kickoff on 103.9 The Hawk.
M&B, there is a difference. M&B.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
It's the best teams and the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Medicine Valley High School as the Raiders get a nice touchdown on a Robley 11-yard run. Extra point run was good. And with 37.1 seconds to go in the half, Arthur County 32 and Medicine Valley 25. As the Raiders have a kick teed up at the 30-yard line, Pate to kick it off for Medicine Valley. Little scoop kick again, and wrapped up there by Arthur County, able to hold on to it, was, I think that was Kramer, Cole Kramer. And they'll have great field position at their own 39-yard line. Not a lot of time, 36.8 seconds to go. They do have a couple timeouts remaining. So if you're the Raiders defense, you've got to get a stop here before halftime. As they look to the sideline here. First play on this possession. Storer again in the shotgun and going to split. Trips to the near side. Snap back. Fake the handoff. Looking downfield. Quick pass across the middle. Caught. Breaks the tackle. Look out. 35-30. 25. Barrels over a tackler. 20. And finally brought down there at the 20-yard line. Great grab and a great run there by Keegan Allen. And we've got an injured player here for Med Valley. That looks like that is Tice Pate. And trying to shake it off. So first and 15 for the Wolves. There's also another injured player there for Med Valley. So we'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
High school out of the timeout, incomplete pass intended here near sideline for Rutt. Now, Storer with that grab, or intended pass. Incomplete, second 15 for the Wolves at the Raider 20-yard line. 21.5 seconds to go couple injured players for the Raiders, but they are back out on the field. That's Pate and also Mason Robley. Good to see that. Actually, Pate's going to stay here on the sideline. But shaking off that last tackle he made. Twinson near side here for the Wolves. Snap back and going to hand off the middle. Look out, 15, 10, 5, and he's in. Touchdown, a great ball fake. And just right up the gut for the touchdown. That was Gorwell with the touchdown run for Arthur County. Said they didn't have a lot of time. They didn't need a lot of time. They took 20 seconds off the clock and get another touchdown, making it 38-25 Arthur County. Big play offense here on that possession. Ball's down, kicks on the way, and it is good again. 40-25 Arthur County over Medicine Valley with 16 seconds to go in the half. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to our high school game of the week here on The Hawk. Arthur County, a couple plays. And they are in the end zone on a Gorwell 20-yard run. It was a great fake, like they were going to go to the outside, and he turned around, handed off to Gorwell. He went right up the gut and gets another touchdown. Extra point kick is good. 40-25 Arthur County over Med Valley with 16 seconds to go in the first half of play. As the Wolves again will kick it off with Hannah. Done a good job kicking off here tonight. The only time he didn't get it in the end zone, Senf took it back 79 yards for a touchdown. This one is going to go well in the end zone again, and the Raiders will have it at their own 15-yard line with 16 seconds to go here in the half. See if Coach Heikkinen does something wild and crazy here or just do something simple and hit the locker room. Still in the ball game, but down by couple scores. As the Raiders break the huddle, going to send out trips to the far side. Had some great pass plays tonight. Let's see if they can get one here. Snap back, looking downfield. And it's going to be a block in the back no matter what happens here. High, great, almost caught there by Robley, Mason Robley, but yeah, easy call there by the referee. And that'll back him up 10 yards. And they'll redo first down here. I think it should be from the original line of scrimmage, I believe. Their third penalty of the night. Spotted at about the 8-yard line. So first and about 23 here for the Raiders. Now they might just do something basic here. Backed up and going to toss it to tailback. Trying to cut up field, get to the outside. Still on his feet, goes out of bounds. That was Brody Senf. And a good 8 or 9 yard pickup there, though. Back to the 16-yard line. So we'll bring up third down. Excuse me, second down, about 14 for the Raiders. So barring a penalty, this will be the final play of the first half. Raiders taking their time. And here we go. Second down and long. Trips to the far side. Brody Senf is going to get the snap and fake the handoff. Goes to his left. Pressured and taken down. Sacked back in the five. And a flag. It might be a horse collar tackle again. Which if there's a defensive penalty, the half will not end. So it is the call, horse collar on the Wolves. So I think we'll march off the penalty, and then we'll have an untimed down, I believe. As we march it up the field here.
That's going to take the ball out to the
31-yard line. It is enough for our first down, so move the chains. And that is correct. Yeah, one untimed down here. Barring a defensive penalty again, the half will be over. I think the Raiders can get a nice pass play here or something. Snap back, looking downfield. Pressured, throws it over the middle. It's intercepted. Look out. 40, 35. Spins around and down at the 28-yard line. So, guys, tackle there as they turn over. And that will do it for the first half of play. Halftime score, Arthur County 40 and Medicine Valley 25. We'll take a break, come back to our halftime show. You're listening to high school football on 103.9.
All the conveniences of banking in the city, right in your hometown, saving you time and money. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff is from the local area, knowing personally who their customers are. First State Bank of Holbrook gives you checking and savings accounts, debit cards, loans, and a variety of investment accounts. They provide convenience, too. With their mobile app, you can view your account from anywhere. First State Bank of Holbrook, where you have all the conveniences of banking in the city, right here in your hometown. Member FDIC.
Dignity and respect. It's what you've earned, and it's how we serve. Stop by Carpenter Breland today to schedule your pre-need or monument appointment, and let us help you secure your family's future. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Honey, there's something I need to confess. I've been seeing someone else.
What?
I know, I'm sorry. I've been dreaming about Copridge Seed, and last night I visited their fields.
Oh.
Their triticale, rye, and wheat, not to mention their rich small grains.
I see.
And the way those full crops grow strong and abundant and bountiful.
Slow down, farmer.
Fall in love with Copridge Seed. Visit CopridgeSeeds.com because if it's green and grows, they've got it. With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
MNB, there is a difference.
MNB. In the heart. part of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
All the conveniences of banking in the city, right in your hometown, saving you time and money. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff is from the local area, knowing personally who their customers are. First State Bank of Holbrook gives you checking and savings accounts, debit cards, loans, and a variety of investment accounts. They provide convenience, too. With their mobile app, you can view your account from anywhere. First State Bank of Holbrook, where you have all the conveniences of banking in the city, right here in your hometown. Member FDIC.
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, preneeds, and monuments. Stop by today and let our staff assist you. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, 305 West C Street in McCook.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our halftime show here on 103.9 The Hawk online, highplainsradio.net, and on 103.9 The Hawk app from Med Valley High School. Halftime score, Arthur County 40 and Medicine Valley 25. Again, Mark Searcy here with the call of this one. Let's run through the scoring in the first half. Of course, six man, you have a lot of scoring, and we had plenty of that here in the first half. The Wolves got on the scoreboard first with a Storer 17-yard run. Extra point kick made it 8-0. And then after a three and out, the Wolves got on the scoreboard again on a nice Storer to Rhett 38-yard touchdown pass. Extra point made it 16-0. But the Raiders came back with a nice couple plays, and it capped it off with a Semp 1-yard run, 16-6. The Ninespire hit Pate on a 57-yard touchdown pass, 16-12. Wolves came back with a Gorwell 11-yard run, 24-12. That's where we stood at halftime, or at the first quarter, excuse me, Arthur County over Med Valley in the second quarter. After that touchdown, a kickoff, Semph able to get it at the one-yard line, kind of went to the middle, cut to the near sideline, used his speed, broke past the tacklers, and took it to the end zone for a touchdown on the kickoff, 79 yards, extra point, no good, 24-18. The Wolves came back on a Storer to Rhett, 11-yard pass, 32-18. And then the Raiders came back on a Robley 11-yard touchdown run, 32-25. And then with just 16 seconds to go in the half. Gorwell with a beautiful play right up the middle. Took it in from 20 yards out, making it 40-25, and that's where we stand at the halftime. Arthur County leading over Medicine Valley. Both these teams playing hard. I talked about early in the game, it looked like Arthur County might start to blow it open, leading 16-0. The Raiders had a long third down, but they converted it and then ended up scoring, and they're right in the game. They had some confidence, and then that kickoff return, another big play for the Raiders. And they're still in this game, 40-25. Got to work on those extra point plays, however, if they want to have a chance to come back in the second half. But right in it here against a very good Arthur County squad. 40-25 is our score here at halftime. Big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut of McCook, also Runza, Southwest Public Power, Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy, and First State Bank. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football. No football tomorrow night on the Hawk, but next Friday night we'll have Arthur County again. This time they're taking on Southwest. And that's a little earlier kickoff at 6 o'clock Central, pregame around 5:40. Down at Southwest, that should be a great matchup. Looking forward to that. Looking down the road the next week, Highline at DCS about 7:30. And then looking forward to this one, DCS at Arapahoe. We saw the Warriors last week in a big win over Cambridge. That's on September 27th in our game of the week here on the Hawk. We've got high school football tomorrow. Big one down at Wyland Field. The home opener for McCook as the Bison take on the Aurora Huskies. Pre-game at 6 o'clock. Kickoff at 7. Bob Gulke and myself with the call over on KICX. You can also watch online on our YouTube channel as well. Coach's Coffee Club Saturday morning for Members Bakery and Cafe. 8 o'clock. We'll have a lot of coaches there, I'm sure, talking about things going on in college and high school athletics. Again, that's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning over on KICX. Get our halftime score, 40-25, Arthur County over Medicine Valley. We'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for the start of the second half. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Honey, there's something I need to confess. I've been seeing someone else.
What?
I know. I'm sorry. I've been dreaming about Copridge Seed, and last night I visited their fields.
Oh.
They're triticale, rye, and wheat, not to mention their rich, small grains.
I see.
And the way those full crops grow strong and abundant and bountiful.
Slow down, farmer.
Fall in love with Copridge Seed. Visit CopridgeSeeds.com, because if it's green and grows, they've got it. With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Runza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Runza.com/jobs or text Runza to 242424.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
If you're expecting a new addition, addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
All the conveniences of banking in the city, right in your hometown, saving you time and money. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff is from the local area, knowing personally who their customers are. First State Bank of Holbrook gives you checking and savings accounts, debit cards, loans, and a variety of investment accounts. They provide convenience, too. With their mobile app, you can view your account from anywhere. First State Bank of Holbrook, where you have all the conveniences of banking in the city, right here in your hometown. Member FDIC.
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our game of the week here on The Hawk. Ready to start the second quarter, second half of play, I should say, as Arthur County leads over Medicine Valley 40-25 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. And it will be Raider basketball. We're not basketball season yet. Football to start the second half, going right to left. Hoping to get a good return. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown in that first half. But otherwise, the Wolves with Hannah have kicked it deep into the end zone for touchbacks the rest of the time. And the Raiders have had to start at their 15-yard line. And we are ready to go here for the second half, 40-25. Again, Arthur County leads over Medicine Valley here in this one. As we put 10 minutes on the clock, and we are ready to go here in the six-man second half of play. Some good matchups in eight-man. I know tomorrow night, Hitchcock County, Maxwell, Cambridge, and Franklin. Of course, we're going to have the big Bison-Aurora game over on KICX tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in for that. And that kickoff is way into the end zone, almost out of the end zone, for a touchback. And the Raiders, again, will start at their own 15-yard line. So we'll see what the Raiders dial up here on this possession. Trailing here by 15 points. Extra points have been huge here. The Raiders have not been able to convert any. Actually, they got one rushing, one for 1 point. Otherwise, they have been stymied on their extra points. Snap back and going to run it up the left side. Fighting up across the 20-21. That was Mason Robley with that to carry. Nice pickup of 4 or 5, maybe 6. And it'll be second down and 9 for the Raiders. Gorwell with a tackle for the Wolves. So the Raiders come up to the line here. Shotgun look, snap back, and toss it to the tailback. Trying to find some room here near sideline. Wrapped up. Picks up a couple of yards. Carrying the football was Peyton Newcomb Snyder. And it'll bring up a third and about 6 here for Medicine Valley, about their 24-yard line. As Pate brings in the play from the sideline. So we'll see here what the Raiders can come up with here on another third down. That's a big third down conversions here tonight. So they can get one here on this opening drive of the second half. Snap back and toss it to tailback. Cuts up and hit and push back. No gain on the play. Good pursuit there by Arthur County's defense, led by Pilikowski. And it'll bring up fourth down and 6 for Med Valley at their own 24-yard line. I don't know if you rolled the dice here or just punted away. And we'll see what the Raiders do here. They punted once here tonight. Line up like they're going to maybe try to go for it. Let's see. Snap back. Looking downfield. Rolls to his left. And throws it. Caught. Did he just get across, or was he short? Right at the marker. And let's see. That's going to be just enough for a first down. Great job. They're staying in bounds over there. It was a Lucas Einspar walking the tightrope. He was really close. Gave him the benefit, and just by the nose of the football, he gets it first and 15, Med Valley. Another fourth down conversion. Sun is set in the west. Beautiful moon to see. A little crescent. No wind. It's a beautiful night for high school football. First and 15 for the Raiders. Snap back and looking down, trying to find somebody. Well, toss play and incomplete. He had Pate there, but just a little bit over his head. Couldn't haul it in. Incomplete. And I'll bring up second 15 for the Raiders. Ball spotted just across their 30-yard line. Husker volleyball bounced back after their tough loss Tuesday night, defeating Citadel in 3. I also heard from Rich that Southwest defeated Maywood Hayes Center in their volleyball matchup down the road over there at Maywood, 2-0. Second down and long, and give over there to the far side, trying to cut up field, wrapped up there. Not much running room there for Mason Robley. Got one, maybe. It'll bring up third and 14 for the Raiders. Good pursuit there by the Arthur County defense. See what the Raiders do here on third and long. Still 40-25. Arthur County on top. Opening drive here for Med Valley in this third quarter. Snap back. Semph looks downfield. Pressure. Rolls to his right. And did he catch it? No. Bobbled it. Incomplete. Stuck right as he tried to haul it in. There was Peyton Newcomb Snyder. Falls to the turf. Incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and long. And it's 4th and 14 at their own 31. See if they go ahead and punt it this time, or if you're down a couple scores, why not go for it? The bad thing is if you don't get it, you give Arthur County great field position. So we'll see what the Raiders do here. Snap back, and they're going to go for it. Looking downfield, winds up, pass down the far sideline. It's up and tipped. Incomplete. Good coverage over there. That was number 7, Rutt, with the coverage. Incomplete, and the Wolves will take over on downs at the Raider 31-yard line. And 7:04 to go here in the third quarter. The Wolves up 40-25. So nice stop there by Arthur County's defense. Gives them great field position at the Mid Valley 31. Snap back and toss it to the tailback. Gets to the edge, gets a block, stiff arm, and ridden out of bounds over there. Pick up about 3 or 4 yards there. Allen with the run. Lucas Einspar with the tackle over there. Second and we'll call it about 11 here for Arthur County. As Coach Kramer doing a nice job again this season with this team. Snap back and going to toss it. Gets a couple blocks. Cuts upfield. Hit and taken down. Oh, no. He still got through. I thought he was down. Great running there by number 22, Gorwell. Thought he was going down but spun out of it somehow and picked up an additional 5 yards down to about the 19 of Med Valley. Third, we'll call it about 3. Hustling up the line of scrimmage is Arthur County. Snap back. Again, coming here near sideline. Up the middle, 15, 10, and down to about the 7 or 8-yard line. Gorwell, another big run, trying to wear down this Raider defense. Einspar with a tackle, but not before picking up the yardage to gain, and it's first and goal at the 8 for Arthur County. On the move here, trying to take advantage of the short field after the defense stopped the Raiders on 4th down. Storer gets a snap, and looking. Can try to throw it. He can't, and it's going to throw it out of the back of the end zone. He can't run with it unless he tosses it to somebody. So looking for somebody. Couldn't find anybody and wisely throws it out of the end zone. It'll be second and goal for the Wolves. Good coverage downfield by Med Valley's defense. So second and goal from the 8. Lights on the field here. Beautiful evening for high school football. Store again, the shotgun, 2 backs with him. Snap back and give it to the tailback. Trying to reverse his field. Raiders there, wrap him up and taken down. Nice pursuit. About the 11-yard line, making that tackle there was Lucas Einspar. Nice job there defensively. Mark it back to the 11 or 12-yard line. So third and goal for Arthur County. Raider defense trying to stand tall here. Wolves taking their time, looking to the sideline for the play call. Storer brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Third and goal from the 11. Snap back, fake the handoff. Pass in the flats, caught. Inside the 5, pushed out of bounds over there about the 3-yard line. Pass completion there to Delador. And it'll be fourth and goal from about the 3 or 4 yard line. Semph knocked him out over there. So here we go, big play here. Fourth and goal for Arthur County. Snap, fumble, and recovered by Arthur County, and it'll be a turnover on downs as the Raider defense comes up with a stop. So our score remains Arthur County 40 and Med Valley 25 with 5:09 remaining in quarter number 3. It's a big stop there by the Raider defense. Ball at the, call it the 10-yard line, first and 15 for Med Valley. Snap back and going to give it off up the middle. And ball is, I thought it came out, but it did not. Nope. Down first. And not much gain, maybe a yard there as Brody Simpf with that carry. It'll be second 14 for the Raiders. Time ticking quickly here in this third quarter. No scoring in this third quarter. Down to 4:40 to go in number 3. Trips to the far side for the Raiders. Snap back and got to toss it to tailback. Trying to get the outside and wrapped up. Not much running room, maybe a half a yard. Einspar with that carry. Lucas, but no gain on the play. And Rutt with that tackle, good form tackle over there. It'll bring up third and long for Medicine Valley. We're down under nearing the four-minute mark here in this third quarter. It's a big third down here for Medicine Valley, third and about 13 from about their own 12-yard line. Snap back, fake the handoff, looking downfield, pressured, and gets in the flat. Trying to cut up field and gets to about the 20-yard line where he's brought down from behind. A big hit over there. And slow to get up is the receiver. I think that was Robley. And it's going to be fourth and four for the Med Valley Raiders. What do you roll the dice again if you're Coach Heikkinen? Didn't convert the last time. But you're down by 15 points here with just under 3 minutes to go now in quarter number three. The Raiders come up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and four. Maybe try a hard count here. Nope, just going to run it. Quick pass in a flat. No, incomplete, just a little short. And the Wolves will take over on downs. First and 10, 15 rather, at the Raider 21-yard line. 2:55 remaining in the third, 40-25, Arthur County. Another opportunity to punch one in. Raiders had a nice defensive stand last possession. Let's see if they can do it again. Storer gets a snap and going to toss it to the tailback. Gets a couple blocks. Fights four down across the 20 down to near the 15-yard line. Good 5 or 6 yard pickup there for Gorwell. And it'll be second and nine for the Wolves. Trying to wear down this Raider defense here. As they line it up again. Snap back and toss it back to Storer. Looks downfield. Pass over here near sideline. He bobbles it. Did he catch it? Yes. But not quite in the end zone, about the 2 yard line. But great concentration there by Rutt. And it'll be first and goal Wolves at the about the 2 yard line. I think we're going to finally spot the football. Great concentration there by Rutt to haul that in before he goes out of bounds. Storer gets a toss back to him. A quick pass in the flat. An easy pass and catch. Touchdown, Wolves. That was the big guy, Delador, with that reception. So a 2 yard pass makes it now 46-25, Wolves. And then we'll line up for the extra point kick. As Hannah to do the honors. It is up, and it is good. 48-25. Arthur County leads over Medicine Valley with 2:09 to go in the third quarter. Take a break. Come back to the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Honey, there's something I need to confess. I've been seeing someone else.
What?
I know. I'm sorry. I've been dreaming about Copridge Seed, and last night I visited their fields.
Oh.
They're triticale, rye, and wheat, not to mention their rich, small grains.
I see.
And the way those full crops grow strong and abundant and bountiful.
Slow down, farmer.
Fall in love with Copridge Seed. Visit CopridgeSeeds.com because if it's green and grows, they've got it.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Med Valley High School as the Wolves take advantage of a short field, 21 yards on their drive, four plays, and they cap it off with a Storer to Delator 2 yard touchdown pass. The extra point kick was good. 2:09 to go in the third quarter. Arthur County 48 and Medicine Valley 25 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. As the Wolves will come out to kick it off, Hannah to do the honors for the Wolves. Back deep is Semp for the Raiders, who again earlier in the game took one back 79 yards for a kickoff return for a touchdown. For They need something like that to kind of jumpstart this offense. They've been stymied here in this third quarter. As Hannah boots it down the field, they get a chance here. Semp picks up the 5. Return to the 10. 15. Trying to find some room. 25. There's a flag over there. And we'll see what this is all about. I guess they're going to spot it about the 22, 23-yard line. And we will see what this flag is all about. Official referee comes over here. A blindside block called on Med Valley. It's another penalty on the Raiders. We'll back them up. And things not going so well here, unfortunately, in the second half for Medicine Valley. So we'll spot it to the 11-yard line, first and 15 for the Raiders. Raiders converted once on third down, actually on fourth down, just barely. Otherwise, have yet to convert and get a first down here in this third quarter. Snap back and a little toss. Pressured, gets away, throws it down the field. A lob pass, incomplete. And it's going to be flag as the intended receiver going up for the catch as he was coming down. The safety for Arthur County waylaid him over there. Kind of launched a targeting type penalty. And that'll be 15 yards on the Wolves.
Personal foul against.
So we'll give 15 yards to Med Valley.
That's going to take the ball out to the 26-yard line.
So we'll spotted at the 26, first and 15 for Medicine Valley. As they bring in the play from the sideline, a minute 56 to go in this third quarter of play. Again, a beautiful evening for high school football here in Curtis. It's cooled down a little bit. Again, no wind. As the Raiders break the huddle, here we go. First and 15. Twins to the near side. Snap back. Toss to the tailback. Simp wrapped up, and his knee hit the ground. And it's going to be a sack back to the 13-yard line. A loss of about 10 or 11 there for Med Valley, and timeout on the field. We will take one as well. Bit of 44 to go in the third, 48-25, Arthur County over Medicine Valley. Back after this break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Marks Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Fumbled snap out of the timeout. Pressured, tries to throw it. It is caught. But, boy, all the way, no, they're going to say incomplete. Man, all kinds of pressure. But, again, that bobbled snap and a bad snap just blew that play up, unfortunately, for the Raiders. Again, 48-25 is our score. Arthur County on top of Med Valley. They're going to say incomplete pass. It was nearly a safety. But wisely trying to throw it there was Semph. And it's third and about 25-26. For the Raiders, we'll spot it at the 13-yard line. Snap back, looking downfield. Pass over here near sides, up and incomplete. Good coverage intended there for number two, Pate, but incomplete. And it's fourth and a mile And I would think the Raiders would probably have to punt it this time here, backed up at your own 13-yard line. The Raiders hung tough, but, boy, the second half, it has been a different story. I've not been able to get anything going offensively. Semph back at the 5-yard line and waiting the snap. Gets it, rolls to his right, and kicks it down the far sideline out of bounds. Maybe near midfield. Let's see where the officials spot it. And they're going to say about the, 33-yard line? And that's where Arthur County will take over. First and 15 with a minute 26 to go in quarter number three. The Wolves up 48-25 over the Raiders of Medicine Valley. As these two teams get out on the field. Snap back and give it to the tailback, trying to get to the edge. Cuts upfield, 35. Breaks the tackle, 40, or not quite to the 40. Good tackle there by Einspire. And pick about six or seven on the play. It'll be second down and 8 for the Wolves. Spot the 39-yard line. Get the Wolves, or the, excuse me, the Raiders defense get a stop here. High snap, looking downfield. Trying to pass it down the far sideline. It's up and incomplete. Intended over there for number 7, Rutt. But incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and 7 for, or we'll call it 8 for the Wolves. Good coverage over there by Semp for Medicine Valley. Trying to spread the field there on that play. Storer throws a good ball, got good form. So third down for Arthur County. Snap back. And a little option here near side. Wrapped up. And nope, still on his feet. Reverses his field. 35 and pushed back at the 36, 37-yard line. Pick up a 4 or 5. That's going to be short of a first down. Fourth and about 4. Einspire finally making a tackle for Med Valley. As we're under 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Arthur County quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Of course, they're going to go for it. Storer waiting the snap. Gets it. Runs near side. Tosses it back. Looks up field. And looks out. Look out. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Arthur County going up to the near sideline. Take it the distance was Gorwell. Good blocking on the edge, and Gorwell has nice speed and able to take it to the house for another Arthur County touchdown. Say about 38 yards on that scamper. Makes it 54-25, Arthur County. So we'll again line up for the kick. Ball is down. It's on the way, and it is good. 56-25, Arthur County over Medicine Valley with 29 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Take a break. Come back at the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McClure.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our high school game of the week here on The Hawk as the Arthur County Wolves get another touchdown from Gorwell. 38-yard touchdown run. Extra point kick was good. And with 29.5 seconds to go in the third, it's Arthur County extending their lead over Med Valley. 56-25 is our score here in this one on the M&B Bank scoreboard. as Hannah again to kick it off for Arthur County. And that's going to go in the end zone for a touchback. And Raiders will start at their own 15-yard line. Starting to get some cramping over here and some injuries a little bit. This Raider team is taking some big hits out there against their first game of the season. Had a bye in the first week of action. So they will not have a bye the rest of the season. First 15 for Med Valley from their 15. Again, been stymied here in the second half. Just not much going on offensively. Break the huddle here. A little bit of confusion now. I think they got everybody set. Snap back, looking downfield. Pass all the way, winding up. Pass over there in a flat and incomplete. And a flag flies. And it's going to be pass interference. Jennifer Pate over there. Is it on the defense, I'm assuming? But let's see for sure. Pass interference on Arthur County. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty. And move the chains. First and 15 for the Raiders at their own 30-yard line. Still 25.2 seconds to go here in the third. As the Raiders take their time and huddle. Hustle up. We're ready to go. First and 15. Raiders from their own 30. Snap back. Looking pressured in the backfield. And hit. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. Comes up the field. Pass over in the flat. Complete. 35. 40. 35. Down the sideline. 30. 25. 20. 15. And knocked out of bounds. Wow. What a play. Great elusiveness shown by the quarterback, Robley. Eluding a couple sacks and able to get a big pass play down inside the 15 of Arthur County with 11.3 seconds to go here in the third. These broken plays have definitely gone the way for the Raiders here tonight. Had a couple of those here tonight. And a big one there. They're in business inside the red zone at the 15 of Arthur County. Snap back and toss to the tailback. Trying to cut up field and hit. Gain of a couple there for Einspire, and that's it. And that'll do it for the third quarter. After three, Arthur County 56 and Medicine Valley 25 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll step away, come back with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
We put 10 minutes on the clock, and we're ready for the fourth and final quarter in the six-man matchup. Arthur County 56, Medicine Valley 25. A couple scores by the Wolves in that third quarter. Raiders trying to punch one in here. Second down and goal from the 12. Looking downfield, incomplete pass, a little bit too high. He was pressured there. And it'll bring up a third down and goal for the Raiders.
Going to bring up third down.
Again, just starting here in this fourth quarter. 56-25 is our score. It was 40-25 at half. So Arthur County has put a couple into the end zone. So we'll see what the Raiders dial up here on third and goal. Does everybody tell them come up to the line of scrimmage? Probably in the shotgun. It's a snap. And trying to figure out what he's going to do. Hit. And it's going to be sacked. A loss of two or three back to the 15-yard line. It'll bring up fourth and goal for Medicine Valley.
That's going to bring up fourth down.
And Robley is still on the field. And it is going to be an official's timeout for an injury. We'll step away and take a break. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
All the conveniences of banking in the city, right in your hometown, saving you time and money. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff is from the local area, knowing personally who their customers are. First State Bank of Holbrook gives you checking and savings accounts, debit cards, loans, and a variety of investment accounts. They provide convenience, too. With their mobile app, you can view your account from anywhere. First State Bank of Holbrook, where you have all the conveniences of banking in the city, right here in your hometown. Member FDIC.
Glad to see Robley get out the field. And we are ready to go here. Fourth down and goal for the Raiders at the 16 of Arthur County, trailing 56-25 here to the Wolves. We've had some good fourth down and third down conversions here, Ty. Let's see if they can do it again. Snap back, looking downfield. Pressured, winds up, throws it over here near sideline. Couple people there, intercepted in the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. And Arthur County defense comes up with the turnover. Not much room to maneuver there. Two defenders there. And it will be a first and 15 for the Wolves at their own 15-yard line. The field just shrinks when you get closer to the end zone and just not a lot of room to maneuver for the receivers. So here we go. First and 15 at the 15 for the Wolves. Getting up 56-25 here in this one. Snap back and give it to the tailback. Trying to cut to the outside. Over the right side. Look out. 25, 30, 35, 40, 35. Cuts field to the 30, 25. And brought to the turf at the 22-yard line. Huge run over there on the right side. I think it was Gorwell. That's some big runs here tonight for this Wolves offense. And you can just tell the Raiders are worn out. They just did not have a lot of subs. Those guys have played a lot of minutes. They played really tough in the first half, but just run out a little bit of gas here in the second half. They're still fighting hard out there. First and 15 from the 23 of Med Valley. Snap back, looking downfield. Storer over here left side, a little bit too high, incomplete. Tender for number 32. Allen, and it'll bring in second down and 15.
Second down 15.
Snead up here at Curtis. They got the electric first down markers. Got the signs over there. Pretty nice. Several schools have gone to that. Second down and 15. Storer gets it back to his tailback. Trying to get to the edge. 25-20. Spins around 15 and down to close to the 10-yard line goes Allen. Gorwell. Semph with the tackle. Spot at the 11. It'll be third down and short. Third and about four for Arthur County. They'll line it up here. Snap back and give it to the quarterback Storer, trying to cut to the outside. To the 10, 5, and pushed out of bounds at about the 4-yard line. And it'll be first and goal for Arthur County. Brown with the tackle for Medicine Valley. So Raiders trying to get a stop here, but the Wolves have been on the move here on this drive. As they line it up, snap back, give it up the middle. Wrapped up, stiff arm, and still on his feet. Finally stopped at about the 7 or 8 yard line. It's a nice job there by the Raiders. Good pursuit. Robley with the tackle, Mason Robley. It'll be second and goal from the 8 for Arthur County. So we're under 7 minutes to go here in the contest. 56-25, Arthur County. And the Wolves looking for more. Snap back and looking downfield. Pass over in the flat. It is caught. Touchdown, Wolves. Storer Durrett. Durrett.
Touchdown, Wolves.
About 8 yards on that pass play. And that makes our score 62-25, Arthur County. And that will line up for the extra point kick. Snap back. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. And it's good. 64-25 Wolves over the Raiders with 6:48 to go in the game. Back after this quick break for the kickoff on 103.9 The Hawk.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to our game of the week here on The Hawk as Hannah kicks it deep for the Wolves, taking out the 1, return to the 10, 15. Semph had one earlier in the night, 20, and pushed out of bounds over there about the 28-yard line.
Semph runs out of bounds about
so,
the 20.
64-25, because we're over to the 35-point differential, we have a running clock here with 6:29 to go here in the contest. The Raiders will take over at their own 29-yard line. So first and 15 for Med Valley. Snap back and a little toss pitch here. And get to the edge and pushed out of bounds as Robley. Not much room. Pelikowski pushed him out after a gain of a couple. Call it second and 13 for Medicine Valley. Their own 31-yard line. Shotgun luck again. Snap back. And going to hand it off. Hit and wrapped up and taken down the backfield. Big tackle there by number 32, Allen. And it'll bring up a third down at about 18 or 19 for Medicine Valley. Fortunately for the Raiders, it's been tough sledding here in the second half for their offense. Just have not been able to get anything going. Give a lot of credit to Arthur County. They're a very good team. And we'll see them again next week as they travel down to Bartley to take on the Southwest Rough Riders next week here on the Hawk. A little earlier kickoff for that game, about 6 o'clock. And for Med Valley, they'll take on Garden County next week. Third long here for the Raiders. Snap back, looking downfield. Over to his left, pressured. Throws it, pushed, and did he throw it or was he out of bounds? No, the official says he was out of bounds before he threw the pass. So he's down at about the 13-yard line. And it'll be fourth and a mile here for Medicine Valley. So we're going to be under 4 minutes to go here in this one. As the Raiders line up to punt it away. Fumbled it and bobbles it and is still on his feet, rolls to his left. And going to take off and try to run with it. And pushed out of bounds over there. Gets up to about the 28, 29-yard line. So nice running there, but fortunately well short of the first down. And it will be Arthur County with the football at the 29 of Medicine Valley. As we're under 3 minutes to go here in this one. Again, Arthur County up 64-25 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. This coach is going to get in some of his younger players. Which Heikkinen, fortunately, just doesn't have the numbers, so those guys are just going to have to play it out here. Low snap and on the turf and picked up and fallen on there. There was number two. That's Carter Storer, the younger brother. He's a freshman. So second and 18 here for Arthur County. Some of the younger guys getting some varsity experience here. For the Wolves. Always important you want to build your depth because you never know when injuries can occur. Snap back, toss it to their tailback, trying to push up the field. Hit and taken down. Big stick over there by the 29-yard line. Wilson with the carry. It goes to Caleb Heinzpire coming up. Big play there. Excuse me, that was Lucas Heinzpire with that tackle. So third and about 16 for the Wolves. So we're now under 2 minutes to go here in this game. Again, 64-25 Arthur County. Snap back and fake the handoff. Storer looks downfield. Can't find anybody over there right side. He's going to throw it way down the field, and it's caught. He holds on to it. Bobbled it. He comes up with it at the 3-yard line. That was Allen, Caleb Allen, I think, with the grab for Arthur County. It's first and goal at the 3. And credit to Storer to keep the play alive and was flushed over there to the far sideline, able to get it down the field. First and goal, Wolves. Call it the 4-yard line. As we're nearing the 1 minute mark, a couple more plays, and this game will be over. Low snap, and give it to the tailback. And over left side, dives. I think he's just short, about the 1/2-yard line. And it'll be second and goal for Arthur County. We'll say about the 1-yard line.
Jake Wilson, the ball carrier.
Wilson with the carry for Arthur County.
Lucas Einspire.
I'm not sure if they have to run another play. I think they are going to go ahead and line it up. Second and goal for the Wolves. Snap back, bobbled snap, handoff left side, just short, and it'll be third down and goal with 20 seconds to go in the ball game. Wilson with the carry. And I don't think they're going to run another play. And That will do it. Your final score here tonight, Arthur County 64 and Med Valley 25. Take a break, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Honey, there's something I need to confess. I've been seeing someone else.
What?
I know, I'm sorry. I've been dreaming about Copridge Seed, and last night I visited their fields.
Oh.
Their triticale rye and wheat, not to mention their rich small grains.
I see.
And the way those full crops grow strong and abundant and bountiful.
Slow down, farmer.
Fall in love with Copridge Seed. Visit CopridgeSeeds.com because if it's green and grows, they've got it. With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Renza is hiring, which means you could work with Alex.
I love working here. The perks are great, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in it for the fries.
Oh, but the fun work environment is pretty great too, right?
Fries.
Career opportunities.
Fry opportunities?
The flexible schedules.
Love that. Means I can have fries any time of day.
It's Fry O'Clock Somewhere. Apply today at Renza.com/jobs or text Renza to 242424.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Curtis, Nebraska. Mark Searcy here for the postgame show as the Arthur County Wolves get a big win on the road here over Medicine Valley, 64-25. It was 40-25 at halftime, but Arthur County, their defense really stepped up, and Raiders were just stuck in neutral or reverse the whole second half offensively. Wolves did put up three scores, Storr to Deliter for 2 yards out. Gorwell had a 38-yard run, and Storr hit Rutt on an 8-yard pass for the scoring in the second half. Again, our final score, Arthur County 64 and Med Valley 25. For Med Valley, they take on Garden County next week. Good luck to the Raiders. And then for Arthur County, we'll see them next week traveling down to Bartley to take on the Southwest Rough Riders. Pregame around 5:40, kickoff at 6, about an hour earlier start for us next week here on the Hawk. It'll be a good one, Arthur County and Southwest, for our game of the week. Reminder, we've got Bison football tomorrow night over on KICX, a good one. McCook hosts Aurora. Always a great matchup when those two teams play. We're excited to bring it to you. Pre-game at 6, kickoff at 7 on KICX. Also, you can watch it online on our YouTube channel, 96.1 YouTube channel. Again, Coach's Coffee Club coming up on Saturday. And, again, more football coverage next week on our High Plains radio stations. It's been a great week of football and also volleyball on Tuesday night. We had McCook Bison ladies playing. And so, again, more football coming up tomorrow night over on KICX. Looking forward to that one. McCook and Aurora tomorrow night. Big thank you one final time to our great sponsors of high school football tonight, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First Aid Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizzetta McCook, Runza, First State Bank, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy and Southwest Public Power. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football here tonight. Again, a final score here this evening. Arthur County defeats Medicine Valley 64-25. It's time to announce our Runza Player of the Game, brought to you by Runza. And a lot of great players tonight for Medicine Valley, but we're going to give it to Brody Simpf for his actions here tonight. Great job by the senior. That big kickoff return and some other great plays for Medicine Valley. He's our Runza Player of the Game here for tonight's ball game. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our broadcast here this evening. Again, the final score, Arthur County 64 and Medicine Valley 25. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk. Good night.